And welcome to the Bitter Comics Podcast with your host, JT Foreman.
Yeah. Hello. You guys don't like the yeah?
It was an
approval snicker.
Yeah.
Is an approval snicker different from a you're being ridiculous snicker? Because they kind of sound the same to me. Yeah. Well, you guys should hear my new voicemail greeting. Have you guys called me in the last few days?
I'm definitely going to
right now. Just kidding. I actually, well, hang on just a second. Let's see if we can actually play it on the show. But after I get through the intro, we'll see if we can play it on the show.
So fuck that. I'm playing it right now.
I just like the fact that I'm a guest and I was the first voice you heard.
Isn't it? Yeah. Well, you know what?
Podcast. No, it's documented now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's his first voice.
Oh, you just want to make sure your wife knows where you're at, right? Just,
yeah.
You're not really. Yeah. No, really. I was there.
I'm using this as an alibi, and I'm walking out the door as we speak. So
I need my future wife to know where I'm at.
On the record, 2000.
Never hold on.
Yeah, that's right.
Leave a message at the beep for Joe.
No, you got to play the whole thing. It's important.
You got like the second
half.
No,
hang on. Here you go.
We just heard an O, and then like we heard an O like three times. That was pretty much it.
It's just Joel when he has sex.
And it's only three times. You only hear it three times.
I think the first segment of the podcast we should all have like a voicemail pot off. Like who's got the best voicemail?
Mine just the automated one, and it's just that one's that one.
Mine used to be a little girl's voice.
That's weird.
You used to have a daughter.
No, I didn't. I'm glad I've never had children.
I'm more glad that
you're talking like it's all over. You look like you're 24.
It's all over.
By how much
okay,
you
here
drink?
We go, here we go. Ready? Ah, shit. Hang on.
You didn't put it on speaker.
I'm an idiot. All right, I'm an idiot.
Right, let's go.
We're recording this live. There's no take two.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Press 2. To record an additional greeting, press 3. To use the standard greeting, at the tone, record your greeting. At the end of your greeting,
God
press
damn it. I like how,
one of these days I'll figure out how to use this freaking thing.
Joel like with modern technology.
I like how half the audience just tuned out right now. Like, fuck this.
God damn it. We lost our
audience.
Yeah.
JT, I
well, you know, it would be a lot easier for me to do this if you guys had shut the fuck up. So I can actually hear what the phone is saying. You know?
Why don't we just pass out your phone number and have your members call you?
Yeah, okay, everyone, just call me 559-761-4948. Call me in the next 2 days. I won't answer the phone.
The next 2 days.
The IRS is like, JT, we're trying to get a hold of you.
We get it. Your voicemail's funny.
Press 3 to change your voicemail setting. Press 4 to exit voicemail.
What are we?
Your active greeting is to continue using that greeting.
We've been a long way for this.
You know what? Actually, I screwed it up, and my greeting is now blank. Thank you. You know what? It was really. I swear to God, it was really cool.
And the payoff was perfect.
Yeah,
there's only so far you can go for a build-up, and even the
payoff,
a blowjob would be disappointed. Yeah.
You will now be answering your phone.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, now I have to answer my phone. You know, but here's the thing, is I actually remember what it was. I could perform it for you now, but fuck you guys. Right, seriously. I don't think you deserve it. I don't. You don't deserve it. But anyway, hello and welcome to episode 31 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I am here with, my friends Terry Michaels and John Jones are not here this week once again. John's still sick. Terry's got to work. That whole, you know, food shelter thing that for some reason society expects us to pay for, you know, he's got to deal with that. So instead, I have some other good friends. Joining us again from last week is Jeremiah Lloyd.
Yes.
And his cohorts in the ZenModeLomity.com, right?
Dot org.
ZenModeLomity.
I thought it was a Tumblr.
We are currently raising $16 to buy a .org. But,
there you go.
But once we get that sweet 16,
yeah, there you
we'll
go.
Have a .org.
That is William Musbaum. William, say hi.
Oh, how's it going, everyone?
And, of course, Nick Warner.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm sorry, the enigmatic Nick Warner. I'm not even sure what enigmatic
means. Hey, we call him.
But it just sounds like it would fit
sounds
you.
Like a word you want to use to make you sound smart.
We call him by his nickname.
We call him by his nickname, Nick Warner.
Yeah, Nick Warner. He had his nickname. And, of course, Marcus Miranda.
Marcus Miranda.
The most un-Mexican looking Mexican guy in the world. There you go. No, I'm just kidding. How's it going, guys?
But he looks young.
But he looks young?
Well, so that's who's joining me this week. But before we get into this, we have to begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. This is episode 31, so for my insensitivity in episode 30, I would like to apologize to black people, yellow, Halloween, football, and the cup.
Wait, the cup?
The cup.
I don't remember.
Was it like
two girls, one cup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was kind of shitty to the cup.
Yeah.
Not as shitty as the two girls were, but still pretty shitty.
Dude, yeah, I remember that now.
Well, if you would like to know specifically why I'm apologizing to all these things, check out episode 30 and all our episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com.
Check it out.
Yo. If you would like to... I like saying yo, all right?
MTV Raps.
Yo, exactly.
Speaking of your voicemail.
Yeah.
JT has the street cred of a farmer, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all dirt roads out there. Yes. Farmers
are too. Very far from the street.
Yeah, very far from the street. Well, if you'd like to subscribe to Bitter Comics, just go to the website, scroll down a little bit on the right-hand side there of the page. There are buttons to subscribe using iTunes, Google, and my Yahoo. And if you feel I owe any additional apologies or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com. And in the subject line, please put, I'm really glad JT doesn't know what I look at. Now, if you listened to last episode, you would know what that means, unless you're me and you can't remember what you did 5 minutes ago, much less last week. How's it going, guys?
It's going good. I just realized that this is episode 31.
Yes.
Which means that you could listen to an episode every day of the month, but only if that month has 31 days in it.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Sorry, February, you got fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Missing out on four.
Dude, they're going to have to double up on a couple of episodes. You know what? Listen to the crappy ones on the same day. And
like,
because there are no crappy episodes.
Yeah.
No,
flawless
they're all,
episodes.
They're all just as amazing as the through the intro today.
Yeah.
You know what?
Very laborious intro.
I feel that I built up this thing around my voicemail greeting. Should I go ahead and do it here on the show now?
Yeah, because it no longer exists now because you completely erased it.
I mean, for the two people that are curious to find out
what the fuck
it was, maybe.
Yeah, both of those people are going to want to know what it was.
My parents are these
people. Well, see, there's this thing that I like to say because it makes people... It's just about the whitest thing a person can do is to pretend like they're trying to be black. So here was my intro. What's the haps with my peeps, yo? Leave a message at the beep for Joe. Old Foreman! Yeah. So that's what it was. Sorry.
Really cool. Glad.
Not quite as exciting. Yeah. That was a little bit of a letdown, wasn't
it?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I'm speechless.
And you got to sell the drama, though, on the podcast. I mean, you're the ruler of this roost, you know what I mean? So, hey.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm more let down than, like, you know, when my ex-girlfriend lost her virginity to me.
That was a letdown?
That was a letdown.
It was
her.
A letdown. What did you expect? She didn't know what she was doing, and you're mad that she wasn't skilled enough?
No, I'm just, you know, I just let her down.
Oh, you let her down?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so it was a letdown for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see,
I was in arms.
Oh, see, that's, I'm going to have to agree with David Cross on this one. He was talking about a similar subject here once. It's like, how come these 16-year-old kids get to have sex with the 16-year-old girls? I mean, I'm an adult with skills.
It's funny,
I don't
JT,
remember who was
the, you know, being a father of daughters, I feel very creeped out by that.
Well, this is yeah, how old are your daughters though? But so
I'm not gonna mention it.
Either way, it's so creepy.
If you can't mention it, it's
Sorry. You guys trade seats to get him on the other side of the table from me, just in case. No, I'm kidding.
they listen.
Because I'm probably gonna say more stuff that's like worse, and you're gonna want to like leap across the table at me.
Yeah.
I went to a play last night called Shep's Christmas Wish. You guys know Mike Wirtz?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes, he was in that play and invited me to come and see the show and come to the after party afterwards, and one of the one of the young ladies in the play. I can't remember her name, but I was talking to her after the play, and I mentioned that I'm a comedian, and I was like, well, here, you know, check out my podcast. I gave her my business card, which has my podcast website on it. I give that to everybody. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, that's cool. I was like, well, you know, I'd invite you to come to the one that shows, but you don't look like you're 21, and most of the bars require you to be 21. She's like, oh, no, I'm 13. I was like, oh, crap. I really shouldn't have given you my card. There's an explicit tag on that podcast for a reason. I did not know you were 13 years old. So, yeah, I'm a horrible human being.
And I was getting at her mother.
Yeah, Joe can't be... In no situation should Joe be talking to a 13-year-old girl. Like, yeah, well, never in the existence of time.
Buying Girl Scout cookies from them. Then it's okay.
Yeah, no, in no situation, Joel should be talking to any woman that is under the age of 30.
Are you guys saying that Joel needs a chaperone to be talking to kids?
The kids are fine alone, just Joel needs a chaperone.
Yeah, it's like, I need the chaperone.
It's okay, we're getting this video recorded, so. Yeah. We got video proof.
Oh, God. No, I did nothing, okay? I was thinking bad things, but I didn't actually do anything.
You're right, I do want to leap across the table, Joel.
No, I'm sorry. I had no idea how old she was. I was just talking to another human being, as far as I knew. And
okay, children are humans. They are children.
They're not.
They're children.
Maybe right. Was it Bill Hicks who said, you're not a person until you're in my phone book?
God, I don't remember. It's been a while.
He was referring specifically to the abortion issue, but I think it still fits in this situation, too. Well, so anyway, thanks again for coming out to join me here. Marcus, I've only met you a couple of times. Yeah. You've been doing comedy for a while, though. But,
That's, you know,
kind of
relative.
Off and on, I guess.
Yeah, off and on.
Yeah,
mostly. I'm just, you know what, I'm surprised that we're doing this podcast in a library, and if that bitch tells me to shut up one more time, I'm going to choke her.
You know, she's 13 too, right?
She looks old for her age. Okay, what a librarian.
Yeah. No, being in the conference room.
I think that's the librarian that a couple weeks ago Jeff Morris said I don't think she's wearing panties. So.
No, being in a conference room, half drunk, with a couple of like just raggedy guys, and then next to us
allegedly half drunk. Allegedly,
yeah, I want to ask like
no half drunk, and being like next to just like some children next door in the conference room with their mothers. Like I don't know how to feel about myself.
You probably shouldn't be feeling yourself.
I'm just wondering, like, what is the significance of being half drunk?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
You're gonna be, you're either going to be sober or you're going to be drunk. So if you're halfway.
This would just be buzzed.
I still have clothes on.
Oh, okay, I see. If you were drunk, then clothes would be coming off by now.
It's just,
do you remember Halloween?
He's still got clothes on, but he's going to harass you.
If you can remember. Yeah, if you remember Halloween, then you didn't have that good a time.
Oh. You remember what people told you about Halloween.
No, actually, I didn't. To tell me about your Halloween, I didn't hear anything
about it. What happened on my Halloween?
You got to ask other people what happened?
Well, I mean, I go outside into my backyard, and then I see your shirt and tie out there.
A tie?
I was wearing a shirt and tie.
Yeah, you...
What was the costume?
I went to work as a manager.
You went to work as a manager.
Just a manager, like no specific place, just a manager somewhere. Like he, no matter where he's at, he is currently in charge, like at all times.
My boss got mad because I started dealing with customers.
You're just staying in character, all right? He has no right to get upset about that.
No, at 4 in the morning, I thought it would be a good idea to go skinny dipping.
You know, anything you decide is a good idea at 4 in the morning probably isn't.
One decision I never regretted was take a shit at 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning.
No, but at 4 o'clock in the morning, I thought, you know, it would be a great idea to just go bare-ass naked into Will's swimming pool. And at 4:02 in the morning, I realized that was a terrible idea. Just throwing that out there. But after that, then apparently I made a complete ass out of myself in front of some of our coworkers.
And everyone could see what an ass.
Standing in the front yard of Will's house and saying, "Who's gonna take me home?" And
you did get a ride home though.
Get a ride home though.
Too bad it was from a guy.
When he gets his meal from Chick-fil-A, he makes a chicken sandwich, but he's got two chicken patties and a one bun in the middle.
Awesome. It's a double decker.
I allegedly work at Chick-fil-A. Work at Chick-fil-A. Allegedly.
Well, we're going to allegedly take a break here real quick. I'm JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay, so for the list for this week, Terry likes lists. He's not here, unfortunately, but I do find a list each week just in his honor, I suppose. The list that we're going to talk about this week, I got this from toptens.net, TOPTENZ.net. And the list is top 10 foreign McDonald's food menu items. Now, here's the thing. McDonald's, of course, they're all over the world.
Hell yeah.
Exporting our hamburgers and heart disease. And, but the thing is, when they get to a different country, sometimes there are specific cuisine items that are really popular in that country. And, of course, they're going to want to, meld this into their menu to
capitalize
attract the locals to give the burgers a try. Mm-hmm. Well, and I've got a list of 10 items here from top10s.net of items that they put on their menu in other countries. So here, number 10. The Kiwi Burger.
What country is that?
This is in New Zealand. It was introduced back in 1991. Delicious. But here's the thing, though. The Kiwi Burger has beef, tomato, lettuce, onions, beetroot, and an egg.
So there's no kiwi at all.
Where's the kiwi?
No, there's no kiwi at all.
Very misleading.
What a dick. This. I just thought, it'd be like something in Hawaiian. Like a Hawaiian pizza.
It's Hawaiian in New Zealand. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, this is offensive somehow. I'm not sure how, but I just know this is. I'm offended by this. I don't know why. But yeah, you call it the Kiwi Burger. There's no kiwi at all. What? If I were from New Zealand, I'd be pissed.
At least there's eggs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different from America. They offer the McRib, and there's no fucking rib in there. I mean, come on.
You know what? You don't know that for sure. No one really knows what that stuff is. It could be ribs.
I'm just assuming it's not a rib.
Well, they never claimed what animal it was a rib from.
The rib looks like a cartoon drawing of a rib.
Yeah, actually, that's true. It's because it's when Tom and Jerry were eating that once upon a time. All right, so number 9 here, we've got the McLobster.
They had that here for a while.
Well, it actually is available in parts of Canada and some of New England. So it's technically is available in the United States in some areas, but I guess they decided it's good enough since it is Canada and it's only part of the country where it's available.
If I can get a lobster for $5, I'm just gonna think it's a crawdad.
How you pick out a lobster in a restaurant, it's in the fish tank, but at McDonald's it's in a deep fryer and you just pick it out from there.
There you go. Well, the sandwich has been around for a couple years. At one point in time, there were plans to introduce it to restaurants nationwide, but I don't know how you're going to convince people in, Canada that this lobster isn't actually 2 weeks old, made up from ground homeless people, because there's no way you're going to get fresh lobster in Canada at a fast food place, like you said, for $5.
Yeah.
No, this is crawdad, I'm pretty sure.
Speaking of which, this isn't real foreign, but I was just in the Los Angeles area this past week, and in L.A. you can get anywhere else you can get a 20-piece Chicken McNuggets at McDonald's for $5, but you can also get a 50-piece Chicken McNuggets for $10, and that might be a deal, but I just think that's the drunkest item on their menu. Of all the things you could get, a 50-piece Chicken McNuggets.
Speaking of drunkest items, 50
Chicken McNuggets.
Yeah. We're going to McDonald's.
That's
after
a
this.
Lot of Chicken McNuggets.
Yeah,
and they didn't even have to kill any chickens to make it, because that stuff's not chicken. No. I don't care what you're
One thing to add too about if you're going to McDonald's for the lobster, I mean, that's like going to McDonald's for the salad. I mean, come on. I'm going to go to McDonald's and eat a diet food? Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah.
I remember when me and Will...
What do I want the deep fried lettuce for?
I remember not too long ago, me and Will went to McDonald's at 6 in the morning, and they had a flyer that said, if we don't offer you, ask you if you want apple pies, it's on us. And we were hammered as shit, and we're in there ordering. We made our order, and they didn't ask us if we wanted apple pies, and we're on the way out, and we just left, and we're like, they didn't ask us for apple pies, so we went back in there and demanded our free apple pies, and we know that the cashier lady got fired because the manager was right there and didn't ask.
You cost a woman her livelihood over apple pies.
You know,
I could just see it happening too. You didn't give these young fine gentlemen their apple pie.
Yeah,
you're fired.
As what? Will was holding a beer.
Yeah, in, you mean inside there's of gonna McDonald's. Be no fried apple. There's gonna be no deep fried apple in their vomit 10 minutes from now. Like,
the $2 is not. It's more important than the pay for the employee. Yeah.
It's dignity.
Well, you know, the apple pie, it's like 2 for $1 now. So yeah, they're like 50 cents each. You could buy 2 of them for less than it would cost you to get a candy bar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the loophole. Like, I saw that they had hash browns for $1, plural, meaning you get more than one browns. Yeah. So when I bought that and I only had one hash brown, I was like, hold the fuck on.
Yeah.
That is plural. So how many hash browns are you going to give me? It's more than one. And then I got 2 hash browns.
It's
so
just a rhetorical question.
Yeah. You're trying to screw them over because of their bad grammar? Is that
exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we speak.
You shouldn't have pluralized it.
We speak English here in California. Yes, this is English here in California for the next 5 years.
Yeah, for the next 5 years. Yeah, and then what? We're going back to Chuck Chancey?
Then we're going to be overrun by Mexicans.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just have this to say about McDonald's. If you go to McDonald's and you're surprisingly dissatisfied, your expectations are way too high. You need to reevaluate your standards.
That's true.
I was actually at a McDonald's yesterday, and they had a kids area. And, you know, you don't see too many of those around often. You know, most of them melted in the Play Place riots of the early 2000s, yeah. economic much. Crisis.
Nobody's been more disappointed in that than Joel.
Yes, I know.
Price of Happy Meals has skyrocketed since.
Now I have to go to Mike Wirtz's place to accidentally flirt with 13-year-olds. I didn't mean to do it, okay? I was just having a conversation with someone. I wasn't flirting. I was just like, hey, I'm a comedian, ha-ha.
All the turmoil overseas has led to skyrocketing increases in the price of Happy Meals.
You know, nothing I do would be a problem if we were in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to say that.
That's your defense.
Yeah. You know, I do want to say that it's pretty sad how many stories about McDonald's we all have.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. I was like, don't bring up McDonald's among a bunch of impoverished people, because yeah, they will have quite a discussion.
Yeah.
Next topic, shopping, Walmart.
I'm a Target man. Sorry. number 8 on the list, the McRice burger, available in Taiwan, Singapore, Indonesia, Philippines, many other.
That's a surprise.
Asian nations. You'll be happy to know it's not rice between two pieces of bread. It's actually whatever the meat or chicken is between two pieces of rice. You know, that's two like. Rice cakes?
Yeah,
rice cakes with the meat or the chicken.
So it's like a sushi burger.
Yeah, kind of. The deep fried sushi burger.
Yeah, you like just it's raw hamburger meat.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
E. coli on bread. There we go. That's what we want.
E. coli rolls.
Yes. Number 7 from Israel, the McSwarama. Do you know what a swarama is?
I'm guessing kosher.
It's like on pita bread, and it has like turkey meat and stuff.
Why don't they just call it a McFalafel?
I don't know.
Why don't they just call it a club and put some bacon in it?
Yeah. I don't think there's, because it's Israel, they're not supposed to be eating bacon, remember?
7 people just went to the Wailing Wall after that line.
Yeah, I know. You made an old man who's dressed wrong for the climate cry.
Wrong for the climate.
Yeah. Well, you ever been to Israel? It's freaking hot there.
That's I the actually least. Have not been
and
to Israel.
And they got these heavy black. Like, go and find any like ultra Orthodox Jews and take a look at the clothes they wear. Like these giant black hats and black clothing.
Are you talking about?
And they're in the Middle East. What's wrong with you people?
Are you talking about the Diamond District in Manhattan?
Yeah, that's actually.
If the Holocaust actually did go through and like they exterminated all the Jews, Hollywood would be a lot different. And so would The Daily Show.
This is Marcus Miranda, and I do not stand by that message.
Yeah.
I want to separate myself from all these comments.
I like Hollywood.
Yeah, actually, I think Hollywood is better with the Jews. I'm actually quarter Jewish.
I've been in a quarter Jews.
A quarter of JT was just insulted right now.
That's right. I'm also part German though, so.
Someone got raped.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
Inner turmoil. His inner many, German many is battling his inner Jew.
Yeah, I hate myself.
All right, Hitler.
Instead of an angel on one shoulder and a demon on it's just a German.
A Jew and a German on either shoulder, just talking shit at each other all day long.
But which one's worse?
Actually, I had this joke that I used to do. I stopped doing it because no one laughed and people threatened my life over it. But so happens. I'm going to put it on the internet so everyone can hear it now. I think the Subway restaurant chain was started by a Nazi and a Jew. As the Jew, they're like, well, let's start a restaurant. And the Jew is like, all right, well, we should do a sandwich shop so we don't need a kitchen. And the Nazi's like, all right, but we got to bake our own bread so we can still have an oven.
I'd like to apologize for all of our Jewish audience members.
I'm actually quite attracted to Jewish women, so disregard any of my remarks.
And they think it's exotic that you're not circumcised.
I know, right?
It's like, whoa.
In other words, what he's trying to say is, if you see him on the street, don't recognize his voice.
Yeah. I'm just black. I'm black to Jewish women.
Yes, that's right. Okay, number six, Spam and Eggs. Available in Hawaii.
This is mixed spam, basically.
Alright, Hawaii is not like a part of the U.S.
Yes, it is part of the U.S., but no, for some reason they put it on this list.
There are not enough white people.
Come on.
You
could be talking about California in 5 years, just as you were saying.
Okay, then we should annex California and Hawaii.
It's a melting pot.
I often wonder about that. Why do they put fake meat in a can? I mean, is it that hard to import a cow?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do cows not graze in a tropical paradise?
Well, apparently spam does not.
Cows don't like palm trees?
Apparently spam does not have quite the reputation in Hawaii as it does in the mainland. Yeah, it's actually very popular there.
Spam's going off the roof.
I just find that a bit ironic.
Spam's spamming it up and not in computers.
I just find it a bit ironic that McDonald's would advertise mystery meat. Because that's pretty much what they're doing with the mixed spam.
Yeah, pretty much. There's no mystery. It's not meat. Okay, number five, the Mega Teriyaki Burger available in Japan. It's, you know, it's the hamburgers or chicken, and they just dip it in teriyaki sauce. Put it on the bun.
No, that's not.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
There's reasonable doubt that has to be proved first.
That sounds delicious.
It doesn't sound too bad. Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. How would teriyaki taste on beef, though?
Delicious.
You never had a beef rice bowl before?
No.
Are you kidding? Have you never been to Red Robin?
On a hamburger. I've never had a teriyaki burger. I don't know. Number four available in India is the McCurry pan.
All right.
It's a pan made out of bread, and
all right.
Inside it they put a creamy sauce of mushrooms, broccoli, and bell peppers. Now, it's something I have to say about McDonald's in India. India, cows are sacred. So they believe in reincarnation, and only the best of us will be fortunate enough to come back as a cow. Meanwhile, McDonald's is the world's most prolific slaughterer of honored ancestors, I guess. So I don't understand. I don't understand why they were allowed to build any restaurants in India. But
now, speaking of reincarnation, like, you know, I guess Steve Jobs just passed away, and I guess he is a Buddhist.
He was?
He's a Buddhist. So I think the ironic thing would be if he is reincarnated as a Japanese child working in an Apple factory making iPhones.
That would be awesome. Actually, I would like to see him reincarnated as a... Who was the guy who played the PC on the commercials?
Ooh. Oh, my
God. As his kid. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs should be reincarnated as his kid. Son of PC.
That, you know, the PC guy was, you know, he's an avid listener, and he was waiting all this time for a shout-out, and we drew a blank on his name. So
yeah,
I'm sorry,
can't believe
PC
I don't
guy.
Remember his name.
He was with his fingers crossed. I can see him. No.
Isn't it
he's
Lou Jobs?
He's in there with his Bitter Comics
what?
Podcast.
Isn't it Lou Jobs?
We're all ready to go.
The fan no. pennant.
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
That's not anything different.
No, it wasn't Lou. Well, hey.
I was thinking Lou Dobbs.
Lou Dobbs? Lou Dobbs just, you know, he's married to a Mexican lady, and he thinks that all Mexicans should have to leave the country.
Yeah.
I think some marital problems is causing his political leanings.
He's deporting his wife.
Maybe he just needs to get some couples therapy. And <be all right. laughs> Well, hey, we're going to take a break real quick. When we get back, we'll finish the list. I'm JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back.
I need to piss.
Yeah, this is JT Foreman. Yeah. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Jeremiah Lloyd really needs to piss. But
We're back with full bladders.
Yeah, we're back with full bladders. He allegedly has a full bladder because he was allegedly drinking beer in the alleged library parking lot. There's no actual evidence of any of this.
This is an alleged story.
This is an alleged story. But
correction, he was chugging, actually.
Allegedly chugging.
Allegedly chugging.
We're fine because there's a security guard out there, but he's a black guy, so we just... tipped him off in booze, and we're on their merry way.
That worked because he's a dude.
That worked because he's a security guard.
So
that's
not
why
racist.
It worked,
it's not racist. It's sexist.
Oh yeah.
Remember that. He's a guy. We gave him beer.
I don't know.
He'll let us do what we want.
It's kind of racist because we gave a black guy Coors Light.
Well, it wasn't a 40 though, right?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That would be racist.
That would be racist. It would also be racist if someone were to bring it up. So that's me. I guess I'll have to apologize to black people again next week.
Last time I bought Mickey's.
Anyway, number three on our list of top 10 foreign McDonald's food items. Number three, the McLax. McLaks.
Why are they putting...
I don't know how they got that name.
That just sounds like it's going to make you shit.
This is from Norway.
Laxative, short
of my yeah. This is from Norway. It is a salmon burger.
All
right. Yeah, I guess it was like 14 years ago, McDonald's introduced the salmon sandwich in Norway with some initial success. Unlike their regular fish sandwich, the McLax were meant to be more regional, healthier, and lower in fat, meaning that there actually used to be a large Norwegian demographic that went looking for healthy foods at McDonald's.
Wrong
but
move.
The problem is a whole bunch of people got food poisoning.
Yeah,
so
I
stopped carrying it.
I actually had a friend who went mentally retarded from eating too much salmon, and the mercury was a buildup in his brain.
But enough about me.
Enough about Jeremiah.
Yeah. Now he just drinks a whole lot.
You mean this wasn't an alleged story?
No, I did go mentally retarded.
Go?
Decided to go retarded. Yeah.
He came out of the closet.
It took a while.
Yeah, he came out of the closet. It took a long time because he couldn't figure out how the doorknob worked, and then he
then I realized,
he tripped over the
Mom, Dad, I got something to tell you. I don't know what 3 + 3 is.
He's like, thank God you're not gay.
As long as you're not gay, you can be as dumb as you want.
You still have hope for grandkids. Yeah. Still have hope for grandkids.
Shut up.
Funny thing is, my dad's actually said that to me before.
Thank God you're not gay?
Yes.
Yeah. Dad, I have some bad news for you. I'm heterosexual. I know you're not. It's hard to believe, concerning how hard it is for me to get laid.
I just...
Oh, well, he must be gay. Okay, no big deal. No. I like the boobies. It's just the boobies don't like me, apparently. Sorry.
I was just going to say, to add to that last part that you were saying, I admitted to my dad too. I was proud that he wasn't gay. I kind of like being alive.
There you go. Everyone's glad their dad was not a homosexual. Or that he at least experimented once. I mean,
but I have met a couple of gay guys that I thought would be kind of cool dads. So, but I thought that would be unfortunate because, you know, they couldn't procreate. So
yeah.
They can just adopt.
Yeah, I really want homosexuals to be horrible people. That way, I can be glad they can't have kids.
Yeah.
But they're really not.
I know. Every gay person I meet is really cool. Of course, they might just be trying to get in my pants. Maybe that's why
I want to actually be a sperm donor for a gay couple so that we know that their kid is going to be straight.
Nick Warner, not even your future girlfriend wants you to be a sperm donor.
Jeremiah, knock knock.
Fuck it.
Who's there?
Oh, what was that? Misdirected.
Alright. Number two on our list, the Gallo Pinto. This is available in Costa Rica. This is kind of their national dish. It's just, you know, pinto beans and rice. They eat it for breakfast a lot there, and at McDonald's it's served with eggs and sour cream.
So eggs, sour cream.
So yeah, the McPinto Deluxe is one of the items that comes with eggs sour cream, and looks. It actually, looking at this picture, it looks like a whole potato that they deep fried.
Just put a flour tortilla around that, and that's what I eat for breakfast.
Because it has eggs, is it served only up until 10:30?
Yeah. Probably.
That would make me mad.
Yeah, it looks nice, but the thing is that you have to order it in Spanish.
Yeah. El McPinto, please. Oh, I'm sorry. El McPinto, por favor. There you go. And number one, this is actually one of my favorite things that you can get at McDonald's anywhere. In Hong Kong, you can order a McWedding. Yes, that's right. You can have your wedding at McDonald's in Hong Kong.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, that's right.
Who is that cheap? I mean, I'm at least going to take her to Carl's Jr.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
The priest, instead of saying, you may now kiss the bride, he'll just ask you, would you like fries with that?
Yeah. You want fries with her shake?
Yeah. Who gets to be the ring bearer, the Hamburglar?
I think so. No, he'll keep the ring. He'll run off that. He'll probably replace the...
Come back here!
He'll replace the diamond with a cubic zirconia. But, no, it's, at McDonald's, and they serve hamburgers. And for the reception, you get hamburgers, shakes, french fries. And the wedding cake is actually a giant stack of apple pies.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
They stack a whole bunch of apple pies up on top of each other.
Oh, well, in the cardboard box or out of the cardboard box?
In the cardboard box. Well, if you don't eat them all, they're going to want to put them back on the shelves.
Instead of having that bride and groom on the top of this cake, it's a bride and a Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Or a groom and a Ronald McDonald, depending on what she looks like.
Look, they only took one bite of the apple pie. Just put it in backwards and resell it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm loving it.
Absolutely.
Put it in backwards.
Okay, so that is the top 10 foreign McDonald's food items. I got that list off of top10s.net. So check that out. They've got all kinds of crazy lists on there, so check their website out. Okay, let's do a couple of news stories before we end the show here. I have a question I want to ask you guys, and I have two news stories that are possible answers for it. But here's the question. How much would you pay for a piece of ass from Saddam Hussein?
You mean to, like, because he's dead, so I get, like, a piece of it?
Yeah.
Well, that's the general question. We've got two kinds of answers here.
Are you talking about the porn?
No. Well, that's one of these is here, actually.
Is this something that I can sell on Antiques Roadshow one day?
Yes. It is. Okay, here's the first one. Do you guys remember back during the Iraq invasion when they were pulling that giant statue of Saddam Hussein down? Giant brass statue down. Well, there was a reporter there who was former SAS soldier, which that's the British Special Forces. He was given permission by the Marines to break off a piece, and using a hammer and a crowbar, he broke off a 2-foot square of the left cheek as a souvenir, butt cheek, of the statue. It's recently been put up for auction by Hanson's Auctioneers in Derby, England. They were expecting to get about £10,000, so $16,000, but the high bid was actually about £26,000 or $33,000. So someone paid $33,000 for a piece of Saddam Hussein's ass.
What do you like do with that once you
I
have it?
Know.
You just
well, see
there
what
it
I
is.
Have?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, yeah.
There it is.
Maybe it's just for sentimental value.
Yeah.
Here's my paperweight.
That's exactly. That's funny. Yeah. And of course, the second answer to that question, how much would you pay for a piece of ass from Saddam Hussein? An Egyptian man who looks like Saddam Hussein says a gang of Iraqi kidnappers tried to force him to act in a pornographic film.
Define the word force.
That could be involved in the pornographic
film. Well, I mean, they
you
kidnapped
get
him.
In this film, okay.
Well, see, originally, he was offered $330,000 to play Hussein in a sex tape.
I would only
which
need
he
to be,
turned down.
Okay, if
I'd
someone
rather own the ass.
If someone wanted me to act in a sex tape, just give me $20.
Well, I think they were going to make him screw little boys.
Give me,
because
give
they
me 30
want,
bucks.
You know, they were going to pass it off to the media as genuine. Like this.
No,
is
that's
actually
disgusting.
Saddam Hussein.
That is.
Yeah. No. Seriously,
boys?
They were going to pass. They were going to have him do a sex tape with some little boys, and they were going to pass it off as a genuine sex tape.
Nick Warner is upset.
This is okay. This is okay because at least they wouldn't know it's you, because you would be a Saddam Hussein. You're in the clear.
It's not real. It's just a role that you're playing.
Well, no, and then
I'm in character.
The media will think it's Saddam, so it's kind of a free pass to fuck little boys with no like real concept.
Yeah, they were going to name the movie Sodomy Hussein.
Speaking of pornos and sex tapes, I just got done writing my script for my horror porno flick.
The horror porno flick?
Yeah, it's called 28 Seconds Later. 28 Seconds Later.
Awesome. Speaking of pornographic films, I just got done writing my biography.
Oh, and I've been hired as an adult film stuntman, so I just slipped my way in after... You know, when it comes,
to correct that Jeremiah, that would have been an autobiography.
It's an autobiography based on a true story.
Based, of course.
Allegedly.
Well, allegedly. It's an alleged autobiography.
Well, yeah, fortunately, he escaped.
To get back to this ass of Saddam Hussein, they sell all kinds of weird shit. I would rather own a tortilla that looked like Jesus, but I wouldn't pay more than $7.50. But I recently heard that Barack Obama sold or he didn't sell it, but somebody picked up a waffle that he was eating and they sold it on eBay, a half-eaten waffle for something to be in your freezer.
Yeah, that actually doesn't surprise me.
People
will buy all kinds of weird stuff.
You kind of do want a piece of the waffle eaten by the first black president of the United States.
You do? Why? Yeah.
Because it's a waffle.
Only if
that's memorabilia?
Yeah.
No, I'll take a bite out of my ego and say it is. How's that?
Only if you can get some of the chicken, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a racist prick. What can I say?
Black people do certain things.
JT will be apologizing to you black people at the next podcast.
Yeah, so you know what? I gotta tell you, I love chicken and waffles. There's a place in town called what was the name of it?
Chicken and Waffles.
Well, it's downtown. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of it offhand, but they're only open like Friday and Saturday night from like 10 at night to 3 in the morning. So basically, drunk people who want to go eat. But their food's awesome. It's and I ate at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in Hollywood once. It was great. You know, I love chicken and waffles. It never would have occurred to me to eat fried chicken and waffles together at the same time. Black people know what they're talking about. It's a great idea. It's awesome.
We were just looking for Roscoe's in Hollywood this past week, and you know, we were on foot, you know, busting a mission to find this Roscoe's. But we were a little tipsy, so next thing we knew, we're on the street and in line at Denny's. So when you're drunk and on the streets, you know that you can find a Denny's and you'll be all right.
You can always find a Denny's. Well, that's the nice thing about Denny's is it. You know, at 2 in the morning, you're wasted. You just got turned down by the 400-pound waitress with the club foot. And all the hookers are gone, so you can't get that hand job that you really need. Well, at least you can get some pancakes.
You know, I want to just revisit this, the black people like chicken, and why do people think that's racist? Why is that a racist statement? Does that say something more about being racist towards black people or something more about the American culture?
Well, I don't know.
It's racist because you like a food, and Mexicans like beans. Yeah, but white people like beans too.
I like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that? I don't understand how they say, you know, like,
well, I get upset when people say I like spam, so I guess I can understand.
Okay, but people that like spam should be racisted upon.
Racisted?
Okay, what? So we're all going to hate Hawaiians now, because apparently spam is very popular in Hawaii, so much so that McDonald's sells spam and eggs there.
Racisted upon.
Yes. Fuck the Hawaiians.
Thank you.
Yes.
Here, here.
And it's high in cholesterol.
And it's high in cholesterol, yes. That's the worst part of it. Okay, moving on for our next news story. I have a bridge to sell you. In Lawrence County, Pennsylvania, someone actually stole a bridge. The bridge had been there since the early 1900s. It was on private property. It didn't get used very often, and the owner of the property said he hadn't passed by that part of his land in over a month. So the exact time of the theft can be determined. But someone apparently dismantled this steel bridge with a blowtorch and took it to a large-scale steel recycler. Unfortunately for him, the value of scrap steel has dropped dramatically recently, and for the 15.5 tons of steel, he only got about $5,100.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Damn. 15.5 tons of steel, and he only got $5,100. You know, that's something I don't get, is if I were a large-scale steel recycler and someone showed up with 15.5 tons of steel, I would have to ask, where did you get that from? You know, because not everyone's just got 15 and a half tons of steel lying around. Yeah. If someone just shows up with all of the stuff that's been cut up, obviously been just recently cut up by a blowtorch, I would think you'd want to look into that before you just take it.
They're just in it for the steel.
You know, they're just he's got steel money. What else has he got?
I mean, I can't sell my UC. I can't sell my UCDs to the pawn shop without them taking my picture and photocopying my driver's license. But this guy gets to drag in a friggin' bridge. And they just like, here's your cash, see you later.
That is some hard cash.
And at the same time, he still goes out every night in the middle of the night searching all the dumpsters for copper wire.
Yeah, probably. This is some guy he's really addicted to crack. It's like, I gotta get some crack. That's what gave him the energy to rip the bridge
steal apart. Away.
I am the bridge thief. I'm the greatest thief that ever lived. My jobs take 2 to 3 months to complete. Exactly. But when they do, they pay off really well.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, we're the Bitter Comics. We're going to take a break real quick. We'll be right back.
I'm going to piss.
The Bitter Comics. I'm JT Foreman. Let me try that again. This is JT Foreman. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Okay, so just a couple more news stories before we got to close out the show here real quick. Jeremiah Lloyd has Lloyd here. Before we get to these news stories, he has a moral question he'd like to ask us. Go ahead, Jeremiah. What's your question?
Oh, it just had to do with Facebook, but you know, should like I post on Facebook, like, should I ever have children?
No.
Already happened.
Yeah, I don't think anyone should ever have children.
I've known you 45 minutes. No.
I definitely should never have children.
You got
children.
A democratic response. The majority says no.
Hold on. Does that spell children?
See, the fact that you can't spell children shows that you shouldn't have children. Yeah.
They might want you to help teach them how to read.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I'm not going to correct you to ensure that you never have children.
There you
go. Am I right now?
No, I'm not telling you. Damn it. And you are not having kids.
Okay, let's moving on. Let's get the next news story here. The ultra-Orthodox Jews in Israel are starting to get a little gangsta. They've been harassing the girls coming out of a girls' school near one of their churches in Jerusalem for wearing skirts. They're running a variation of a protection racket at some stores in the area by charging them a, quote, consulting fee to come in and tell them what sort of things should be removed from their store shelves. And anyone who refuses this service can expect their store to be vandalized in the middle of the night. And now, get this, they're demanding ice cream no longer be served on a cone because they consider people licking it in public to be too provocative an act.
I'm with that. I've done some crazy things while licking an ice cream cone.
Yeah, really?
And just, yeah, influenced lots of thoughts into lots of people. And you can do a whole lot with that, and I can see it affecting.
Actually, people at work, when I, like, make ice cream for myself, say that it's one of the most disgusting things they've ever seen.
Well, seeing you eat, just in general, is pretty...
Yeah.
You weren't meant to. Ice cream wasn't meant to be licked. You just got to bite through it. You got to take a chunk out of it.
Way to make that very unattractive, Nick Warner.
It's, Jeremiah Lloyd, knock knock.
Fuck it.
Okay, next. All right, so if you're in. Toronto, the Buffalo Bills are going to be playing a few games there this year. You want to go see one. What would you do for a ticket? Guys, what would you do for a ticket to see the Buffalo Bills?
I would rather have a Klondike bar.
Considering the fact that they lost today, could give a shit.
Yeah. Well, Toronto radio station decided to hold a contest. They put Bills tickets into one of 8 small containers, then they hid them in a kiddie pool filled with buffalo feces.
Buffalo feces?
Yes. Buffalo shit. They filled a kiddie pool with buffalo shit and hid these 8 containers, only one of which contained Bills tickets. Inside the buffalo shit.
And now one of these kids one day is going to be at the psychiatrist talking about the worst Easter
ever. Yeah. Pretty much. Hey, you know, at least they weren't bobbing for it, right?
Yeah.
So they had the few listeners who won, the lucky listeners who won the contest, got to put on gloves, goggles, and surgical masks and search through the poo to try to win the game tickets. one of the DJs, Sarah Crosby, was apparently so disgusted by the scent of desperation emanating from the competition, she actually vomited until she was dry heaving as she was doing play-by-play of the action.
You know, I'm an environmentalist, and I for one am shocked at the waste of methane.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know what? She is such a trooper because she managed to actually get it together enough to hug one of the, quote, winners. Wow. Nicole Norman, whose hands and arms were covered in clumps of fecal matter at the time, actually got a hug from this DJ who was dressed in a cheerleader outfit in the 50-degree weather.
Hold on. You know, you say to hug the winners. I don't think anyone who is digging through Buffalo shit for Bills tickets is a winner.
Yes.
I've come to the conclusion.
Hence the sarcasm in my voice. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Well, I've come to the conclusion that fans are shitheads. I can just see the disappointment too. These seats weren't even on the 50-yard line. Fuck.
Those are the executives in their office, and one of them. That's how they came up with the idea. Yeah. One of them pitched that joke.
Mm. Well, here's the best part of it. After the person who found the Bills tickets, the other containers had tickets to the zoo in them, and a guy kept looking through the poo until he found those zoo tickets. He wasn't even going to get to go to the football game. You can go to the zoo, which is, I don't know, the Fresno Zoo is like $5 or something.
Yeah.
I guess he figured, while I'm covered in Buffalo shit already, I might as well at least make my kids
I would have just kept the jar. One of the jars. That's a handy jar to use, you know?
I just go to the food court and look at all the hippos.
There you go. That's a good idea.
You just see a homeless guy in there and looking in there too, but, you know, he's going to show me looking through shit for anything anyways. Yeah. You know, you never know what you're going to find. One man's trash.
Yeah.
I would like to get in the head of a buffalo and just think that I can't believe they're collecting my shit for humans to fucking go through it to win a prize to see a stupid game. Stupid humans.
I'm glad buffaloes have cognitive thought.
I'm just shocked that buffaloes aren't extinct. I thought they were extinct.
The Indians went extinct before the buffalo.
Yeah.
No.
Our final story of the night. Everyone wants to support local businesses. One thing you can do is to help advertise for them, right? Well, if you ever lived somewhere where one of your neighbors was a drug dealer, you know it.
AKA roommates.
Cops know it. Everyone knows that this house over here has got a drug dealer in it.
Because it has shoelaces hanging from the telephone wire.
So what do you do? Well, in Portland, Oregon, neighbors of a suspected drug dealer decided to do something about it. They printed up flyers with the address of the house in bold, large letters that said heroin for sale and handed them out, including sending one to the local police station. Passed out the flyers in the neighborhood, sent one to the local police station. The police, and this finally got the cops interested enough to check it out, and they raided the house a couple of weeks ago.
My business must have been booming for like 3 days prior.
It's
like free advertisement for it.
They made more than enough to post bail.
I need more baggies and twisties.
So maybe there just needs to be more outspoken drug dealers, and then, you know, like.
Could be.
Allegedly needed more baggies.
Yes.
We are here.
We are here. We are high. I'm tired.
So what happened to them?
They raided the...
What happens after jail? Well, you sit in jail for a while.
Is that the end of the story? Or is there more?
Well, you're just wondering if the drugs are still there. Is that,
waiting for you to get into the last meal.
Are they making...
People want to know what they ate.
What's the tenth foreign food? He's still... When's the
book coming out? When's the movie?
When's the movie?
There you go. One last thing before we go. Bellingham, Washington man walked into a medical clinic Thursday morning after cutting off his own arm with his homemade guillotine. Apparently,
anyone who's willing to make a homemade guillotine.
Yeah, question: why you need a guillotine?
Who knows?
For guilt.
Well, for the medical bill, they said, "Well, keep this and give us your leg too." Now, he was apparently living at an outdoor camp near the clinic, and at least he was planning ahead with his location, right? But police found the man's right arm and the guillotine nearby and airlifted him to Harborview Medical Center so doctors could attempt to reattach it. It's going to be weeks before the doctors know if the reattachment hook took. But, you know, like I said, they'll probably just take it back off as payment, so.
Best wishes.
Yeah, best wishes. I hope his insurance doesn't cover that.
Yeah. It was his right arm. I hope that wasn't his masturbation arm.
It's going to cost him an arm and then the leg.
Yes, exactly.
I want to revisit the Jewish gangs.
Yes.
How do they justify doing worse things to people than they're trying to protect against? I heard about this thing. I don't know if you guys have heard about the hardcore movement. No?
There's not much more embarrassing than getting whacked by someone wearing a yarmulke.
This hardcore movement was like here in the nation, a bunch of kids got together and they were sick and tired of people doing drugs. So they formed a gang to beat the shit out of people who were doing drugs.
Oh, yeah. I actually am aware of that now. Yeah.
Like, drugs will hurt you, motherfucker. And then they start pounding the shit out of them.
It's like, I need to do more drugs to deal with you hurting me. Yeah.
I just see them like gutter stomping a bunch of drug addicts. Yeah. And they're like, I'm protecting you from yourself, bitch.
To get your point across is to beat the shit out of someone. Yeah,
exactly. Well, you know what? They're not going to be doing heroin or smoking pot anymore, but now they're hooked on painkillers. Great. Good work, guys. Keep it up. Here you go. Yeah, the pharmacy industry.
I switched from weed
to
morphine thanks to these guys.
Yeah, I think the pharmacy industry probably was behind that gang. Actually,
like, hey, okay. Sponsored by Xanax.
This ass kicking is sponsored by Xanax. Yeah.
So we need to figure out a new marketing plan. All right, brainstorm. Send it around the room. Let's beat the crap out of drug addicts. Hey, let's run with that. There we go.
Cleaning up the streets.
Exactly.
One addict at a time.
Well, that's about it for today. Hey guys, thanks a lot for coming to the show.
Of course.
And we're
Fuck her.
You guys have any? We just got the keep it down signal from the librarian.
I told that bitch this is the last time. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, we're out of here in 4 minutes anyways. So it's okay.
It's a library. Of course, everyone's
back next week now, but oh well. You guys got anything exciting coming up next week? Marcus, you got any shows coming up?
I always host a show at Teasers, first of the month, every month. Okay. Teasers, local downtown Fresno. They got good tea and beer rocks. Weird.
Cool. Oh, yeah, it's World Tea Market. It's first Friday of every month. They
great,
have the show.
Great show. Yeah,
yeah, I think it's actually the only all-ages show in town. So, you know, bring the kids, bring the wife.
Yeah. And
bring Andrew Dobson.
It's allegedly a clean show, so it's good to be on the podcast here and say a couple of F-bombs, you know, get it out of my system.
Yeah. Nick, you got anything exciting coming up?
I'm looking forward to dinner tonight. You know, got a nice meal.
Yeah, food's always good.
I got a few friend requests to send on Facebook. Gotta get those out there.
That's funny.
He's a busy man. Busy, real busy.
All right, awesome. How about you, Jeremiah?
Like Nick Warner, I'm looking forward to the 30-pack that is currently in the passenger seat.
It was a 36-pack, but you guys already chugged those. What about the handle in the back?
I don't drink hard liquor.
You drink tequila.
I don't count that as hard liquor. That is Mexican.
He doesn't really have a handle on liquor.
Yeah. But I'm
I just recently joined the hardcore movement. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
It's not a handle anymore. It's a fifth.
Straight edge for life.
I am currently... what am I doing?
I don't really like you, so I don't. I don't know... I don't know much about you anymore, yeah?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, William, you got anything exciting going on this week? Any shows you're doing?
Next week, I don't know if I'm doing any shows. I might try to get into open mic. We're actually finally started planning out our web series.
Web series has been planned out.
Yeah, but we've wrote a brief synopsis on one episode. And so we're going to be working on that and then...
Brainstorming session coming soon.
Yeah. And I'm going to drink and drive today.
Awesome. Allegedly, I'm going to let him drink and drive.
Well, this Wednesday, I'm going to be performing at Thai Palms. It's at Palm Knees. It's 9 o'clock. It's a Thai restaurant. So come on out and see me tell some jokes. And
beautiful.
Hopefully, I'll be able to get Terry and or John to come back again next week. I miss those guys.
If you need a black guy, I'm always here for you.
You are. That's it for this week. Guys, thanks a lot for coming out to the show. William, Jeremiah, nice. Nick, Marcus.
Yeah.
Thanks
for
again.
Having us.
Yeah, it was great having you. And we're the Bitter Comics. We'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Good night.
Yes.